Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, May 10th. We're back.
And it's Sam's birthday!
Oh, thanks for reminding me. Happy birthday to me. Thank you for remembering.
You're welcome.
You brought me in a cake and everything. That was very thoughtful of you.
Yeah, guys, I brought Sam a cake. I was going to get you a case of Diet Coke, but I figured you had like $5 million in the office.
What kind of an gift is that? Here, I bought you a 12-pack of Diet Coke.
And if I had money, I would have gotten you like so much stuff from the weed store. 1 year from now, I'll have a cooler present.
Weed store. It's okay. I get my own gift. But no, it's very thoughtful to bring a cake.
Yeah.
It always is.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Do you like sweets?
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I like
it. I wasn't sure I like bought this. I was like, does he even eat sweets? I know you like donuts.
Yeah, but you don't get cake really to eat it. It's more like a celebration type of thing.
Yeah, but then what a waste.
No,
people here will eat it. I feel like.
No, I still will eat it.
Yeah, yeah.
And people will. All I'm saying is it's not like. The cake has to be like
right.
It's not a wedding.
Right.
Yeah.
And even, I don't think I've only been to one wedding my entire life, my brother's.
That's it?
Yeah, that's crazy, huh?
Whoa.
But even at their wedding, I didn't touch the cake.
Yeah?
But I'm not really a cake person.
Yeah.
So don't bring me a cake next
week. I like cake. I like cookies and... But I eat too much sweet anyway. I eat like two edible cookies every day. So I feel.
But is that considered a sweet though?
It is. Look, I make regular cookies. They're fattening. It's butter.
Oh yeah, but it's just weed butter.
And sugar, yeah.
Yeah, but I figured like the busiest day in the studio is Thursday, right?
No, Wednesday, actually.
What? Damn
right
it.
Right now.
Yeah, damn.
No, people will eat the whole
thing. Yeah, because I'm going to say, by like the end of the night, all that cake will be gone. For some reason, when you bring cake anywhere, people like can't say no.
Yeah, I mean.
They're like, I'll just have one sliver.
Yeah, you know, we have like cupcakes in the front.
I saw that.
The delivery guy already took one.
Yeah.
He's like.
He's probably starving.
Like, probably, you know, I mean, they get to go to places. But it's, so thank you. It is my birthday today. I'm 58 years old.
I thought you were 57.
I was 57. Now I'm 58.
Oh, damn. Yeah. We got two more years till the big 60.
And you know what I'm thinking? I'm like, what do I have, 20, 25 years? It's fucking scary when you start thinking that.
Wait, you got 25 years left?
Yeah, think about it.
Oh my God, don't put like a timetable on it.
20 years is 78. How many people live to 78? Not that many.
A lot of people do.
A lot of people don't.
A lot of people don't, yeah.
Yeah.
That's scary.
So let's say 25, okay, into my
80s. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you live to your 80s, I think that's a good life.
It is. I'm not worried about
it. But just not for the people that love you, though.
Yeah, but I definitely, in the next 25 years, have to accomplish quite a bit.
Mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, enjoy myself.
Right.
Stop running after new things and all this stuff.
No, running after new things is good as long as you're enjoying yourself while you're running.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm enjoying myself. I don't think I'll ever retire.
Yeah, no. Oh,
no. No, I won't retire.
Have your kids take over the radio station. Would they ever be interested?
No, I don't think so.
No?
No.
That's unfortunate.
No, in time I'll sell it. You know, I'll just move on because I want to move away from LA eventually.
Yeah. You can sell it to me.
Yeah. You want the radio station?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll take it. I'll take it under my ass.
Okay.
I just don't know how to do any of the technical shit.
Well, get back to me when you get your sugar daddy and then we'll see.
Right? Literally.
He'll buy you a radio station. You know?
I know. I'd rather just work for a radio station, to be honest. I feel like I would just be too stressed out.
Yeah, it is pretty stressful, but you got to remember, you don't have to do it all yourself.
Yeah.
You get people to work for you, help you and stuff, you know. So it works out very well. You know, when you start thinking, shit, I'm almost 60. Yeah, I mean, after 55, I started getting really depressed, you know.
Yeah.
But now I'm celebrating it because I'm thinking, you know, many people don't get to this age.
Yeah.
You know, they die younger.
I know. Isn't that so sad?
Yeah.
People are dying in, like, their 30s, 40s.
Yeah. You know, I mean, even kids, you know. That's just the way of the world.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is I was fortunate enough to live this long.
Right.
And I'm sure I have a lot of good years in me. And... You know, so, and I don't feel 58.
No, that's a good thing.
So, you know, I don't feel like a grandfather or anything. And thank goodness my kids are waiting it out a little bit. So I don't have to feel like I have grandchildren right. already, you know.
Right.
That nothing's going to make you feel more like a grandparent than grandchildren.
No,
you know?
I know. But don't you want some grandchildren, though?
I do. I'd rather have my own kids.
Who do you think is going to be first, your son or your daughter?
My son, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, my daughter's not into this, that stuff.
Yeah. She's not into, like, hooking up?
No, she's not into having babies, I think.
I don't think anyone is into having babies until they get their pregnancy test result, and they're like, damn.
Yeah, but she really has no patience for kids. I mean, I was like that, too, and then I realized how much I love kids, you know, so.
I feel like I want kids because I want a mini-me running around. Yeah. Like, I could just look at them and be like, wow. I made you. You are me.
And then they grow up and you fucking don't see them anymore.
Yeah, isn't it so sad?
They do you a favor by writing or calling or anything. Or even answering your
calls. It's kind of fucked up.
It is. But you know that he's graduating in 2 weeks in San Francisco.
And then he's back.
He's going to move in with me.
Yeah.
I invited him to move in with me. And other than a few years while he was a kid that I lived with his mother and my daughter,
right.
too. Other than that, and that was a time when we had gotten back together after we were divorced for many years.
Right.
So he was born into a troubled marriage, you know?
Right.
6 months later, we separated. So he never really knew what it's like living in the family. So then a few years later, his mom and me got back together.
Right.
So those were a couple of years where we all lived together.
Right.
It was nice. But other than that, I didn't really get to live with him.
Right.
So, you know, now that he's 24 and everything, it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
He's actually turning 25 next month. Wow. I can't even fucking believe it, man.
Yeah. You time know? Flies. 25 is a half a decade. Yeah. No, half a...
It's a quarter decade.
Quarter century.
Oh, wait a minute. What? A quarter century. What the fuck?
Or half a century. Wait, what is it?
No, it's a quarter century.
Quarter century.
Yeah.
Okay. And when you get to 50, it's a half a century.
Yeah.
So basically you have to live to 100 to live a century.
Yeah.
Well, few people get to do that.
Yeah.
I don't want to live to 100.
No, huh?
I know.
Well, that's like, why I want to bring this up. Did you hear about this scientist from Australia? He's 104 years old.
Wow.
And he wanted to die. So he was promoting like assisted suicide in Australia.
Some countries that's legal.
So he wanted to fly to Switzerland and have it done.
Yeah. I think that's the only country that does it. Like
I think so. So he raised... Or let's say he attracted $20,000 in donation from the public. So that helped him go to Switzerland. And last night he died.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. So that's a sad story, you know. But he says, my life in the past few years has not been, there's been no quality of life. I can't see. I'm not out in the field like I used to be.
Right.
And
I wonder if he like took anything while he was a scientist to make him live that long.
Who knows?
You know what I mean? Like if he was like testing shit out in the lab and it just like happened to work for him and it just like worked in the reverse because now he's like, okay, I'm not living till 110. Gets to go. Yeah, there was a movie. I forget the name of it. Best of Mace. Whatever. The guy was young and he got into a car accident and he was paraplegic. And at the end, he falls in love with someone who's not paraplegic. But at the end of the movie, he flies to Switzerland and does the assisted suicide because it was like no way for him to live.
Yeah.
And I was like, geez, that's so depressing.
It is.
But I think that's the only country that'll let you do it.
Yeah. But, I mean, a lot of people kill themselves because of that. Like Robin Williams, you know, he killed himself because he felt he was going to be a burden on people. Because
of his Parkinson's
illness. Yeah.
But I didn't even know he had Parkinson's disease.
I know. Nobody did.
Nobody. But then his wife was saying his suicidal thoughts were like a side effect of his medication.
Probably. But so I don't think so. You know, it could be... I mean, obviously, he had to be depressed to do this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I can see how it would depress you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I've seen my dad slowly deteriorate from Parkinson's. It's not fun to have to rely on other people.
I can imagine.
You know? So, I mean, I can't say it was a burden. I would never have wanted him to die. But, and I think Robin Williams probably miscalculated what he should have done. You know, should have waited. I mean, you can always kill yourself. Why not at least wait till the disease is bad or whatever?
Well, I mean, I guess he's been depressed like his whole life, which is funny because they always say like the funniest people are the most depressed. So like, who knows what was going through his head every time he was on set or something? It's just crazy because he's such a legend in so many people's lives, and now all anyone thinks about is like how he killed himself.
Right,
he stabbed himself with like a pen that didn't work, so then he used a belt.
Right.
I'm like, whoa.
He hanged himself, right?
A DJ just killed himself a couple weeks ago.
Really?
In the Middle East, yeah. Super popular DJ from out here. His name's Avicii.
Mm-hmm. Avicii? Where is he from?
I think Switzerland.
So that's not the Middle East.
No, he was in the Middle East when he killed himself.
Oh, when he killed himself.
He was like on a tour, and he was in the Middle East.
Wow.
And he killed himself with shattered glass in his hotel
room.
Oh
my God, fuck. People are like so desperate sometimes, you know?
He made,
and it shows you once again how depression can really kill you.
And he made $28 million last year. So it goes to show that money does not bring you happiness,
people. It doesn't, huh?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. That's why, and you found out you can move to another town, but your problems move with you.
Yeah.
Right? You don't leave yourself behind. Yeah. You know?
I feel like if I had money, I'd be definitely be a little bit happier, though.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be, like, less stressed.
Right.
But I'm not happy now. I'm just lonely. There's a difference.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
You need to also start thinking how you can make money, you know?
Yeah.
You can't continue like this
either. Right. No, I can't. No, and the funny thing is my roommate...
Would you go scoop ice cream or something? Would you do that? Like in an ice cream store or something? You gotta do it.
They pay like they don't pay enough. Like think about
it. Yeah, but
that's like something a kid does when they're like right out of high school.
Okay, but can I tell you something? Okay, I was reminded of this because
I'd be a receptionist for like $15 an hour because $15 an hour is minimum wage. But I'm not ice cream scooping for $10. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, but the thing
is, because by the time taxes are taken out of the check, I can't do anything with that check.
But they won't take a lot of taxes if you don't make a lot of money. But what I'm trying to say is this: look. I was reminded yesterday by a post on Facebook. One of my previous co-hosts, Tori, okay, two co-hosts ago.
Right.
All right. She didn't have anything to do. I mean, she couldn't get a job. She was just doing stand-up comedy, and she was coming here and doing this little job.
Right.
And that was it. That was it. And did comedy at night and stuff for no money.
Yeah.
So... She was ready to leave LA.
Right.
Right? Last minute, she got this audition, and now she's on a national TV show. She meets all these great people, all these celebrities and everything.
All it takes is that one lucky break.
And she says, I worked my butt off in a scooping ice cream and stuff. And I said, you know what? She did finally get a job at an ice cream place.
Right.
Oh, she was also working, I think, at a bridal store or something.
Yeah.
Right? But look, you can't look at it this way. You have to look at, I'll do whatever I have to so I can have some money. You don't want to live like a poor person.
I know. It's really difficult. And my roommate is about to
move
out.
Besides, what are you doing anyway with your time? You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be like forever in this.
I know.
And stop thinking about kids doing this. There's no job that's embarrassing or shameful.
No, I'm not care. I don't care about that. Like, I don't care about being embarrassed. Like, that's one thing I don't care. I care about, like, there's a certain amount. Like, I would work at a dog kennel because I love animals so much for $13 an hour because at least when I go to work, I enjoy myself. Like that's what I've been applying for, like on a regular basis. I can't even get a fucking interview. I've applied to like 7 different
Tell
dog
me
kennels.
Something. Maybe I need to look at your fucking resume.
Yeah, probably.
Right?
I think there might be something wrong with my resume.
Something's wrong with your resume.
Just like meet me in person, and you'll hire me.
Would you email me your?
Yeah, I will. I'll do it today. I'm not kidding. I'll do it as soon as I get home.
And I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, why am I not getting a call back for a dog kennel? Because then I'll be happy. There's even like a dog hotel in West Hollywood. They're looking for like attendants to like walk the dogs and play with the dogs. I'm like, that sounds like an amazing job. I'll definitely do that.
Yeah. Now, would you, do you put your picture with your
resume? No, not anymore.
You told me you used to, right?
Used to, but
now
I don't anymore.
No, no, you don't do that unless you asked.
Yeah.
For a headshot.
Well, sometimes if you go to like Craigslist or Indeed, they say, send a picture.
Yeah, that's
what
I'm saying.
Sometimes it's like a requirement.
If they ask, then you send
it. If they don't, I just send my resume now.
Right, because if it's like straight jobs, mainstream jobs, like not entertainment, they don't need pictures.
Yeah, they're like, what?
Yeah, why are you sending me your picture?
We don't care. You're working in a dog kennel, picking up shit.
Either that or you're trying to pass on your looks and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that would be ideal. Like if I could work at like a doggy day camp or something, because that's like my dream job anyway. I always thought I'd be like,
focus on that.
Yeah.
And what happened if you just went there without sending a resume? Just walk in and say,
a lot of these postings don't list.
Forget about the postings. Go to
just like find one on Google and go in.
Go to all the kennels.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Listen, I can do this. I can do that. Here I am. I'm good with people. I'm good with animals.
Yeah.
Why would they give you a chance?
I just feel like if I ever like work in like a... like a doggy kennel and they have like an adoption thing, I'll just go home with like 10 dogs.
Yeah, that's probably what's gonna happen,
because I can't when like, and then like animals? They got Bobby's got 1 week until he's put to sleep. I'm like, Bobby's coming home with me,
right? And that's what happens to a lot of animal activists. Yeah. There's so many animals they can't take anymore.
Well, I signed up for animal fostering, but then I'm like, I live in an apartment, so it's kind of hard because I'm not by myself. If I was by myself, I wouldn't care at all. Right. But I live with people.
Yeah.
But there's so many dogs that just need somewhere to stay until they get adopted.
Right.
You don't get paid much. It's like $70 a week.
Yeah.
But you're saving a life. You're saving a dog's life.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to be like, I don't want to give you up.
Right, exactly. That's what they're hoping.
And I have a lot of followers, so maybe somebody would adopt a dog off of me. Like when I'm like, hey, this dog is up for adoption.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
But I signed up for that yesterday. I'm waiting for
for
a call back. But I'm sure I'll get that because I'm on Rover. That's how I got my first dog sitting job.
Okay. So I really think you need to, without even looking, sitting on your resume, also on your job search, let's say, methods, things like that, you know.
Right.
Because not for every job, I think you should just send a resume or wait for an ad, you know.
Right.
Some of the best ones, they don't advertise.
Yeah, right? That's true.
So put yourself out there.
One thing
you do have a lot of is time.
Yeah.
So you can't tell me how you can't do any of these things, you know.
No, I definitely can't. I would also enjoy, like, working for a magazine.
Yeah.
Are magazines even cool anymore, though?
Yeah, why not?
Like, is there still magazines? I would want to write.
Yeah?
I'm a good writer.
Are you?
English was like...
Okay, so you got to write things and send them. You don't have to work for the magazine.
Right.
You can be freelancer. That's what most people do.
Oh, yeah. But how do you get that freelancing job?
Well, pick up a book that tells you exactly how to do it, or online.
Or Google. You just got to Google it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wouldn't mind freelancing. Like, of course. Like, gossip blogs, too.
Right.
My articles would be so funny.
Like, how do I sell my article to a magazine?
Right.
You know? And that's how they do it. I mean, photography.
Well, like Cosmopolitan, where it's like how-tos and shit. I could definitely write one of those like once a month. You get paid a nice little hefty check.
But the question is, they're going to have to ask you, they'll ask you, why should we go with you and not somebody else? Right?
I mean, I'm funny.
Okay, so put
a lot of people
article.
Aren't funny. Like, if you read a lot of magazines, like, the articles aren't funny. I mean, they get to the point, like, how to keep your man interested in the bedroom. And it's just like, okay, but can you add a little bit of humor to this?
Right. So you definitely want to write a couple of articles and send them.
I actually...
I don't know if you should send them unsolicited or not. I'm not sure.
Yeah, because it could take it.
But what if you get to lose?
But you know what's funny is I have like 7 articles saved on my desktop because a couple months ago I was like, I'm going to buckle down and try to get a side job writing. Because there's like a couple places like The Shade Room, which is a gossip blog, Baller Alert. And I actually saw yesterday online that Hollywood Unlocked, which is like a really big blog website, is hiring for writers. So I'm like, maybe I'll just write one or two now and send it in.
So you see, so you do several different things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to do that full time because it may not be like a steady work.
Well, yeah, because I want a couple small part-time jobs because I don't want to give up the radio. Like anything I do has to be after like 11:30 in the morning.
And plus you don't have to tie yourself down to anything.
Exactly.
You know, you can leave one, go to the other.
Exactly.
And it gives you a more flexible schedule.
And one of the jobs that I do have, I want it to be like as if I want to be like interacting with people more. Do you know what I mean? Like, because I feel like right now I'm just like sit at home by myself all the time. I just like a bubble of energy that just wants to be around more people, you know?
God, there's so many things you could do. I mean, you know.
Yeah, but I feel like my personality is great too. Like, but for instance, it's just really
hard.
What about
like driving? Can you drive? I mean.
No, I can't do Uber or Lyft because I don't have a California driver's license or California insurance.
Well, then you get it. What's so hard about that?
California insurance is like triple the rate that I'm paying now. Maybe when I get like a job and I settle down, then I'll do that. But I can't. Yeah. My rate right now is like not that expensive, so I'm like, I'm gonna stick to it.
But does your insurance company know you live here?
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah,
and you still pay less.
Yeah, but they're like my address on my insurance is home.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Because they may give you a hard time, but if you can get away with it, why not?
Yeah.
You still have the plates from back home. So,
yeah, so,
so that's fine.
Plates, yeah.
So it works together.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
Technically, I'm on a long vacation. They don't know.
Right. Okay. But you're right. You know, it would cost more. But no, that's not what I meant. I mean, you can drive like shuttles, you know, like
buses?
Or like...
You have to have a certain driver's license.
No, but they have smaller ones like vans and stuff that you can drive from the airport to hotels.
I wouldn't trust
like
myself
that.
In a big car.
No.
I feel
But you can learn. I mean, you can learn. All these things are learnable.
I know, but
know?
I don't know if
you
I
just
would
practice
want
on a van.
To have somebody else's life dependent on me. I don't think I want that responsibility.
You could do a lot of things. I think you tend to think more about why you can't do something.
Yeah.
Than why you can't.
But I'm not that good of a driver. Like, have you seen my car downstairs? It's like banged up. Like, the last thing I'm going to do is put somebody in my back seat and say, let's go to your destination. Hopefully we get there.
Right. Let me think, where else? What about Starbucks? You wouldn't work at Starbucks? Mm-hmm. Why?
I heard they get treated like shit there.
Really?
Yeah.
So try
and they're racist.
Look, let them treat you like shit and then leave. But why not give it a chance? You can meet a lot of people. Everybody goes to Starbucks.
Yeah, everybody goes to Starbucks.
So, but you got to do something. Don't.
I've got like 2 months to figure it out.
I'm just saying, don't put yourself in a position where you feel that you can't do anything. You know.
Yeah.
Because you can do a lot of different things.
Because my.
I'm confident that you can.
Right.
And don't live like a poor person. It sucks. You only live once, you know?
Like asking my friends for money or my dad to pay for my nails and toes. Like,
and,
hey, Dad.
You know, and living with what? 4 roommates you have? 3?
2.
2 roommates.
So it's 3 of us total.
But still, you know?
But my dad texted me. He goes, hey, because my lease is up in August. He goes, one thing I got to say is whatever you do, don't live with people anymore.
Yeah.
It's just difficult, you know? Like, it's... I mean, it's not a bad living situation, but it's just like I'm the type of personality where like I'll see you when I see you. I don't like I don't like being in my zone and like hearing the front door open and know that somebody just came home. Like it fucking irritates me. Or like I'm the only one that cleans. Mm. So like I'll spend like 2-3 hours cleaning on a Saturday and then I come home on a Sunday and there's dishes in the sink.
Yeah.
It's frustrating.
Yeah.
But like single apartments out here, so I pay $1,400 for my 1-bedroom and my 3-bedroom. But a single bedroom out here, if you get a 1-bedroom apartment, it's like $2,500. It's
almost it depends where. I can find you right down the street here for $1,400, and this is Sherman Oaks. It's
for
a
1-bedroom
area.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind living out here.
Yeah.
I like it out here.
Why do you have to live in the fucking
Hollywood? I don't even go out. I go out like once a week,
the
if that.
The city is very expensive. Yeah. You can get yourself a very nice 1-bedroom for $1,300, $1,400.
Because my dad is going to fly out and like help me move and stuff if I can get my shit together.
Get your shit together.
Yeah, because my roommate is getting ready to move out.
Take anything and then keep looking for something better all the time.
Right.
I'm telling you, there's different ways to do it.
How much is a 2-bedroom in Sherman Oaks?
A lot.
Really?
Yeah, a lot.
Like it's
I'm paying $2,500 for a 2-bedroom.
2-bedroom.
Yeah, it's a huge 2-bedroom. But all I can tell you is some of the brand new apartments that they make now. First of all, my building doesn't look old or anything.
Right,
it looks really cool.
Right.
It's like the nicest one on the street, but it's not like some of the modern ones that have all granite.
That's like my apartment now.
Yeah, you know, like kitchen tops and all that stuff and all the latest things, right? But those will charge you more for 1-bedroom than I pay for 2-bedrooms.
Gotcha.
So you don't go there. You go to, there's a million other ones that are great. And you would be just fine, believe me. You'd feel so much more confident if you lived on your own.
Yeah.
And carrying your own weight,
you
know?
Yeah, like having my own, like, internet bill. Just, like, getting my shit together. Because I just feel like I need my own, like, private zone.
You do. I mean, think about it. How much area do you have for yourself? You know,
my bedroom is huge.
A bedroom, but that's all you have is a bedroom.
Yeah,
come on, you want to have
a
home?
I want to be able to like chill in my living room, like naked on the couch if that's
don't
what
you
I
think
choose
at 30,
to do.
At 30, you should be able to live in an apartment.
Yeah, I just feel like I don't want to be like 30 saying I live in a 3-bedroom.
No, you don't have
with people I don't really know.
Right, right.
Because once the girl roommate moves out, it's going to be a complete stranger moving in, like someone I find off Craigslist. That is not what I'm trying to do.
Right.
Like, at all.
It's like you're waiting until the pain is unbearable that you'll have to do something.
I know.
Right? Why are you waiting?
It's like, because I've already hit rock bottom.
Yeah.
So I'm like waiting for like almost getting buried alive under rock bottom where I have to like pick the rocks off before I'm like, okay, Danielle, mm-hmm. get your fucking life together.
Why wait till that point? Are you're unmotivated, right?
No.
You're motivated?
I'm motivated, yeah. I want my life to get... I went to bed last night, so I went to church last night. When I got home from church, I'm like, you're going to bed. When you wake up in the morning, you've got 2 fucking months to get your life together. Mm. My roommate's moving out in 2 months, and everything in the apartment is basically hers.
Yeah.
All the forks, all the plates, all the bowls.
So this is an opportunity.
Yeah, start, so I'm like, okay, I need to get
my
life together.
And besides, you know what? What if you don't get a one bedroom? What if you get a nice studio? You don't need, you know, I mean,
well, my friend just got a loft downtown for $1,900 a month.
Right.
I feel like that's $500 more, but I'd be living by myself.
Yeah, but you could be living by yourself in a single, like, bedroom. You know, studio.
Yeah, well, what exactly is a loft?
A loft is, I don't know. I think it's like a studio, right?
Yeah, so there's no, like, separation between your bedroom and the living room.
I think, don't you like with the loft sleep on the second floor or something?
No, lofts just mean that the ceilings are really high.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, so you sleep on the top, I think. You climb, there's like a little half, there's a half a floor or
so
something.
So how the fuck does a bed get up there? You sleep on a mattress?
No, you have stairs.
Oh, that moving process sounds like it's difficult.
Well, I don't know. That's what I think a loft is. But look, I'm talking to you about a studio, which is an apartment, but there's no bedroom, really.
And they're just as expensive as a one bedroom, though.
No. But some of them are. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
It depends on where you're willing to settle.
I do want a one bedroom, though, because I just want like my bathroom, my living, and then I just want to like walk out and then there's a living room.
But you don't care if it's like brand new and fancy and all
that.
No,
I'll live. I mean, the only thing I require is a walk-in closet, just because I have so much clothes.
Every place has walk-in closets.
My roommate's moving into one with no walk-in closet.
Okay, well, I'm telling you.
Like, ooh, how are you gonna do that, girl? She has so much shit.
Oh, you need a walk-in closet.
I need a walk-in closet.
But what I'm saying is, if you live on your own, it doesn't matter. You don't need such space.
Right.
You can put your clothes in a regular closet and then get ready or whatever you do.
No. I'm telling you, I have so much clothes that I need a walk-in closet.
Why do you need so many clothes?
It's just...
Sell them.
I've already, like, there's a bin on my balcony right now full of clothes that I'm trying to sell just because there was no room for them.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's like stuff that I have to promote or stuff that
you're hoarding fucking clothes.
No. I get free shit because I get promote. So it's like I can't throw it away because I haven't promoted it yet.
Oh, okay.
And it's like the packages come like every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So like,
but
I have no
choice. Get rid of the older ones if you don't wear them.
That's why I'm like, okay, if a one bedroom is 2,000, but a two bedroom is 2,300, I'm better off getting the two bedroom.
No, but you're not gonna find. I mean, in the building where it's 20. No, it's not gonna be 2,000 for one bedroom.
There was a place on Sunset that with the one bedroom was literally 2,026. No, 2,500. And then their two bedroom.
That's a lot of money.
That's so much money. And then the two bedroom was like 2,750. I'm like, for that point, you might as well pay the extra $250 and have an extra bedroom for your goddamn self. So when someone comes over, you can have like a guest room. Well, who wants to pay like $200 less for a smaller apartment?
Right. Well, you know, for some people it makes.
But that's so much money. My parents don't even pay that much for their mortgage.
I know. That's why I don't know why you picked such an expensive place to live.
I know. Every time I tell people I pay $1,400, they just like look at me sideways.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know.
And you paid $1,400 as part... You don't even have your own place.
No.
That's fucking ridiculous. Yeah. Get the fuck out of Hollywood already. You don't need to be there. You got a car.
I know.
If you need to get there, it takes you 10 minutes.
Or just Uber.
Yeah.
It's like...
Or you drive there for 10 minutes. I mean, and how, like you said,
I
how often
out,
do you go out in Hollywood?
I don't go out often.
There's plenty to do here, believe me. The valley is a lot better. And I'm going to help you plan your life
because
your life is out of control.
Out of control. And like, it's like, I appreciate my dad because he's helped me in hard times. But like, this is like where I need you to step up and kind of guide me in the right direction. I asked him, I go, can you please come out here and help me figure out my next step?
You see, I wish my daughter did that. But every time I try to help her, She's like, no, I don't want to hear
you. Oh, no, I like ask like my dad for help.
Yeah, you
constantly.
See, I mean, that's the thing. So if you ask him, how come he's not doing it?
Yeah, because I hate to say this. I love my dad so much. I love you, Dad, if you're listening. But ever since he split with my mom, he's all about himself. Mm. He's like very consumed with just himself. So that's what I'm dealing with right now. And I would go, all right, can you at least plan in your mind that you're coming out in June? Because I'm going to need you in June to help me get my fucking shit together so I can get out of my living situation. Because he keeps saying, don't live with people. I would never live with people. I would never live with people. Because he's like me. Yeah. Like, we just have those personalities where we're great in a public setting.
Right.
We're just not great people to live with. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm great at
I'm
a party.
I'm the same way. I know exactly what you mean.
Great at a party, but not when we're living together. I need to live by myself. But I need to live by myself, but know that I'm not going to be falling behind on, like, because now the bills and stuff aren't in my name right now, and I haven't paid them. I haven't paid my roommate for utilities, so like now I have to think in my head, okay, I gotta pay rent, and then everything's gonna be in my name now, so I've got to be making like at least a lot of money.
But you know, with a studio, usually you don't pay utilities and all that when you get a studio apartment. So check into
what do you
all
mean?
That what I'm saying is, when you have a small apartment, they just pay some places will pay the utilities, like the water and the power.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. In some studios, you can do that. Because you don't use that much. They figure it's just one person.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But it's like I want to shake you.
I know.
And make you realize, start fucking looking at things differently.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. Maybe because you don't have people around you, you just think in one direction.
Yeah, my roommate was like, you should just stay in this apartment because you can't afford to move anyway. Moving's expensive. But she wants me to stay in that apartment because she wants to leave early.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want to leave.
How expensive is moving? You just need a deposit.
No, like the moving trucks and stuff.
Oh, come on. How much does that cost? You fucking rent one and get a couple of people to help you.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, it probably costs like $700.
What? To move? No. How much stuff do you have?
I have so much stuff, Sam.
You have furniture? A lot of furniture? Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm. I have a huge couch. I got a whole four-piece bedroom set. I got two vanity mirrors.
Okay, still, look, you hire two guys. You pay them $10 a piece. Okay?
No,
per hour. So oh. I'm sorry. They want more, but
yeah, $10. $10 a piece.
Listen, per hour, okay? So it's a few hours. It's not going to get to be $700.
Yeah.
You know, for a couple hundred, you can move.
Yeah.
Even less. If you can find
if my dad comes out, he'd pay for it.
Yeah, but
so
what
dad,
I'm saying,
come out and pay for my shit to be moved. You hear me, Dad? Come and take care of your daughter.
Okay, but you know what it means, though, when you ask somebody else to pay for your shit? It's like they have to work in order to pay for your shit.
Yeah, but he's working anyway, and he's blowing his money on dates. So you can not go on a date for 2 weeks and help me out.
Yeah.
Because he's taking girls to Boston. So that means like you're paying like $300 a dinner. So
right, but you expect him to work for your expenses.
Yes.
Why?
That's my dad.
Yeah, but you're 30 years old.
I don't care.
Why?
Doesn't matter. I could be 45. If I call my dad and he's 80, I'm going to say, Dad, listen. Let's talk about this retirement money. I'm going to need a check.
Listen, maybe that's the problem. You need to start looking out for yourself.
No, I understand that. But okay. I know
I
that by the time I
help.
Move, I'm gonna. It's going to be the very beginning of me taking care of myself. So I'm going to still need help.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't want to.
I hear you.
You know what I mean?
A little boost.
But
no,
you know what? My dad
it.
Will say this. I have always paid him back. He bailed me out of jail when I was 17.
Oh my God.
And he just sold his rims on his Mercedes and he got like $750 cash and my bail was $700.
Oh God.
And I was like, Dad, I promise I'll pay you back. Like 2 years later on Christmas, I was bartending and I was making so much money. I got everyone like amazing gifts, and the very last gift was to my dad. It was an envelope and in it was a $700. And I said, I know it took a while, but I paid you back.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even if he helps me now, at some point I'll just write him a check for like, hopefully if I'm ever rich.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully. Just write him a check for like $2,000 for paying my rent 1 month and helping me move.
Okay, well, write it down now and see when you'll be able to do it.
I know. Hopefully by 31. Hopefully by the time I'm 31, I'll be able to pay you back.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, you really have to ask yourself also, why do I want to stay in L.A.?
Yeah, my sister just asked me that on the phone.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, what's the point in paying so much money for expenses, living expenses, if you don't necessarily want or have to be here?
I mean, I want to be here. I feel like there's way more opportunities for my personality here
but
there than there is.
You haven't found anything.
Yeah, but just because I haven't found them doesn't mean they're not here.
No, but it also means there's a lot of competition, too.
Exactly, but I also haven't been trying.
Yeah.
I haven't, like, I can't afford casting websites and all this bullshit. Like, most of the people that book gigs are paying for these monthly websites. I can't do that right now.
Right.
So it's not like I'm not, it's not like I've gone to a million auditions and gotten a million no's.
Right.
It's just I haven't gone to any because I can't afford to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, once I get my life together, then I can really focus on, like, me doing what I gotta do.
Yeah.
To, like, do what I love to do. Because in Boston, I'll get an office job and I'll be miserable for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And I don't want
to
do that.
But you don't have to do that there. That's what I'm saying. I mean, there's so many.
There's nothing in the industry in Boston.
Even the
opportunity like this, right. This is never happening in Boston.
Right, right. No, I know. But the question is, what is it that you want to do? And what price are you willing to pay in order to get there? You
like,
know?
What do you mean, putting a dick in my mouth?
No. No, but as far as how hard you're going to work at finding something and standing out and building your brand.
Right.
I mean, think about it. There's fucking, if you go on an airplane and you look at, you can't even see the people.
Mm-hmm.
We're so small, right?
Right.
It's like you sometimes feel totally insignificant as one person
right.
among 4 million people here.
Right.
So imagine the competition. You have to stand out somehow.
Right, right.
I agree. Know, otherwise you become white noise. You become the background.
Right.
So,
but I think so many people focus on standing out that they're not actually being themselves. And I just, whatever I do, I'm just going to go in there and be myself. I'm not going to be like over the top.
That's not what I'm saying. But, you know, you got to do something where your personality will come into play.
Yeah.
You know?
That's why I kind of like enjoy being like on radio and stuff.
Yeah, but. You know, how many opportunities you can find.
No. And, you know, like, so. Every radio station, like, the ones that are on the AM and FM, they've had, like, the same people on the radio for, like, 35 years.
Right. That's why this kind of station like ours works, because we give opportunity to many different
exactly.
people to do a show rather than just two people every day.
Every day, the same people.
Right. And yeah. it sounds the same all the time.
And know? It's been the same for, like, 12 years. Like, no change.
Right.
Like, none whatsoever.
Yeah, because they go with whoever can draw the advertisers.
Exactly.
And, yeah. But at any rate, so yeah, so much for planning your life. I told you, I'll volunteer to help you.
I'm going to email you my resume today.
If your dad's not going to help you, I'll give you advice, okay?
Yeah.
Help you certain direction, but I need you to open up your mind a lot more.
Yeah.
To different opportunities, you know? And that's what I'm telling you. If you work with people, even as a driver, even as Starbucks, even selling ice cream, one day you'll run into somebody.
Well, I've been applying for
wow, you're pretty cool, you know?
I know. And I've been applying for host jobs and server jobs. So I'm like, okay, right. I've got the personality to work the front of a restaurant.
But do they know?
What?
Do they know you have the personality?
Yeah, I've gone to like 6 interviews.
Right. So why do they feel that you're not qualified?
They probably Google me. A lot of people will not hire people that have been on TV. Like, I went to Cabo Cantina.
What difference does it make?
That's what I'm saying.
You're
like,
a
who
host.
Cares? I went to Cabo Cantina.
Uh-huh.
The interview was so well. She's like, when can you start? I'm like, I can start tomorrow.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, well, tell me more about yourself. Like, why did you come
Turn
to LA?
The microphone a little.
Why yeah. did you come to LA?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, like, I've done 10 reality. Because I'm never going to lie about it, because as soon as you Google me, like, literally, when you Google my name, it's my ass beating pops up.
Really?
So I'm like, oh, I've done 10 reality shows. And it's like her whole demeanor changed after that. And I was like, ugh. God.
Yeah.
Never got a call back for that. Then I went to a nightclub in Santa Monica. Interview was great until I mentioned that I did reality TV. Didn't get a call back for that. And I'm like, but that's not something I can hide. That stuck with me for the rest of my life.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's
so you need to find something where that becomes an asset for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, exactly. Like people that want a large following, people that want someone with a large personality. So that's why I like working for like a radio station. Like this is a great job for me. You know
right.
what I mean? Because right. it's like you don't give a fuck.
Right. Yeah,
you don't care.
No matter how many jobs like this?
Exactly, they don't, like barely exist.
Right.
Then I thought about doing like my own podcast on the side.
But that's what I'm saying to you. Look, I mean, at the same time, look, you can say I try all these jobs, I don't get anything. But here, you know, out of 200 people or so, you got the job.
Yeah, for you here. Know, so,
yeah, because you found the job that
works for me. Yeah.
No, but that takes advantage of your past.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Of your personality and stuff. So there's got to be more like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
Yep, those hidden gems. Like your ad was a hidden gem, my friend.
Yeah, right.
God bless.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, that's the thing is that it sometimes you just fall in the right place at the right
time. Well, I'll find out in a couple of days if I got casted for this gig. Oh, if I do, by the way, Thursday and Friday, I won't be here.
Okay. I hope you get, hey.
It's only 4 days. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay.
But then I won't be around for my birthday, so we'll have to celebrate my birthday on Monday.
Okay. Sounds good. No problem. By the way, we won't be here Monday, did I tell you?
Oh, yeah, because you're going on your road trip.
I'm going on another trip.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know what it is with my trips. Everywhere I want to go starts raining and fucking cloudy all the time.
It's raining there?
It's raining. I want to go to...
That's really weird, Sam.
I'm going to Mammoth Lakes. Now,
but that sounds like a place where it would be raining.
Well... It's a place where it would be snowing during ski season.
I don't think
stuff,
you should
right?
be driving with a broken mirror, though.
I know, I can't get it fixed.
Yeah, but that's like so dangerous.
No,
yeah.
But it's a passenger side.
But
it's
still.
Not no, I know, but listen, I'm a good driver.
Why don't you just tape it?
It is taped.
Oh.
Yeah, it's already taped.
Okay, so then you're okay.
Yeah. And it's all because that fucking bitch... It's been carrying me for 5 days with this bullshit.
Okay, but you just need to be like, no, no, no.
Yeah.
He came up for a piece of cake. That's so funny. The cakes are going to be popular today, my friend.
That's good. That's good. We got red velvet for you. I like that. I like red velvet. But so, you know, the thing is I'm going... No, I'm going to go. It doesn't matter. I mean, I'm fucking going mirror or
I
not.
I know, but let's get back to your insurance situation. You need to, like, put your foot down now and be like, lady, I'm going through my insurance now.
No, I told her. Through her insurance. Yeah.
Did you get her insurance information?
Yeah. I got it all. I've been sitting on it for 5 days, the fucking bitch. Yeah. I've been trying to help her, and she's like, oh, well, it'll take you a lot longer. I'm like, you know what? I'll take my chance.
Yeah, I'll take it, because I'm not dealing with you.
Yeah. So
yeah, she just sounded like she wanted to give you the runaround anyway.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. That's what it sounds like. But anyway, back to my trip. I'm going to a place that is usually, I'm sure you need some snow chains or something in the winter.
What's that? Oh, clothes you mean?
No, chains for your tires. Oh. When you drive on snow, you've never seen that?
I mean, I live on the East Coast, and right. we just call them snow tires, but there's no chains on them.
Okay, so it's different. Okay,
yeah.
Here we put the chains around the tire.
So it's such a West Coast thing.
It is, yeah, because like, we don't get a lot of snow.
Yeah.
But obviously, this is not snow season now, but I got to tell you, the weather's going to be about in the 50s during the day.
And rainy?
And rainy, like 50% rain or something. So it means that it's probably going to rain sporadically in different places or whatever.
That
you know?
Sounds miz.
But, you know, I don't know. Am I going to have some sun? And then at night, it's 30 degrees.
Are you staying in like a cabin?
No, it's but those are like hotels that kind of, I think, look like cabins.
Cabins, yeah. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, but no, they look like big hotels that I took, you know, just to make sure I'm not stuck in some rinky-dink place.
Yeah, no, you don't want to bring back bed bugs.
Right. And also what I did is something I should have done on the trip to Arizona, and that is take a different hotel every night, you know?
Yeah, that's fun.
That way you get to experience different ones.
That's actually a really smart idea.
Right? Why go to the same one every night?
Right.
And so that's what I did here. I have two nights, and I'm going to stay at two different hotels. But what I'm thinking about is that there's nothing to do at night unless they do things indoors, which I'm sure they do. Because
right.
Obviously, it's a lot colder during the winter there. So if people go there in the winter, I'm sure they figure out what to do at night when it's freezing. So I'm sure there'll be like things and stuff there.
I'm sure each hotel has probably like a shindig too.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I mean. And then, sightseeing, what's going to happen? Can't really go hiking in the mud.
Unless you want to maybe like drown in it. Because don't places like that have like quicksand and shit?
Well, not necessarily if it's a hiking trail or something. I don't think so, but...
Oh, wait. Quicksand is like a desert thing, isn't it?
No. Quicksand is... I don't know where the fuck it is, but not necessarily...
That's like... That must possibly be the worst death for whoever has experienced that.
Yeah. to be sucked in by,
oh,
the,
like sand.
By the earth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, not going to happen there, but what I'm saying is it's not the same as when the sun and it's nice and all that. But it doesn't matter. I'm taking a road trip.
That's
because
so weird, though.
I need to get out of town and see. The reason I chose it is because it's beautiful.
I know, I get that. I mean, but how lakes, is it two trips in a row that's just like rainy
for
you?
Two different ones.
Yeah.
No, but Arizona was a totally dry trip.
Yeah.
And now it's a... But
Hawaii wasn't.
But Hawaii was going to be rainy and cloudy. And now this place too.
I bet that place that you're going to is beautiful when it's nice out.
It is. It's beautiful in the winter too.
Sounds like it might have a lot of bugs
though.
All
the snow. I don't know if it will. It's up on the mountains. At least it's going to
be careful
nice,
of black widows.
Air. Nice clear air. I'm not worried about spiders.
I'm such a, like a pessimist. Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, watch out for all the negative things I'm about to tell you.
Yeah. Well, maybe it comes across in your interviews. Maybe.
No, never.
No?
Nope, never.
Okay.
I'm always like smiling, top-notch behavior.
But the things you say, maybe.
No. It depends what interview. Like if it's like a laid-back interview, then I'll just like kind of like take a deep breath and I'm like, ooh, okay. It's good. It's good.
Yeah.
But if it's like a serious, like straight to the blah, 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 then I'll like keep it really classy.
Yeah. Good.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how to do it.
Yeah. I know how to be fake.
How to play the game.
Yep.
Yeah. So just a couple things. I guess Rolls Royce came out with the first SUV. And if you look at it, it's fucking awesome. Man.
And how much is it? Like 500,000?
Probably because... just the other day, we had a friend of mine that
right.
that wants to do a show here also, and her husband got her a Bentley SUV. You should have seen that fucking thing.
Bentley,
and
why can't I think of what a Bentley is?
Bentley's like a Rolls Royce almost,
okay.
you know? It's also a British car.
Well, I know that Rolls Royces go for like 250K, like
right.
the regular ones.
Right, and the same with the Bentley, so... That SUV, I looked it up, is at least $300,000.
That's crazy.
So I told her, I said, your husband must really love you. And you know what? Actually, you know who it is. It was Jessica that came here and said,
spice
up your life with your husband.
Yes. And her wedding ring was like the size of my backpack. So right. yeah, of course he's going to get her a $300,000
right?
SUV. She is drop dead gorgeous, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's stunning. She yeah. looks this like.
And she's been with him for what she say, 18 years, 20 years, whatever mm-hmm. it was. That's a long time.
And he emotionally cheated. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
That's worse than actually cheating, by the way. Just you so you know, in a woman's eyes.
Yeah.
I'd rather you like sleep with a woman and have it mean absolutely nothing than you have emotions for anybody but me.
Right. That's what I hear women say. But for men, it's totally opposite, you know? It's like, you mean you took some other dick inside of you? Well, fuck you. I don't want to see you.
Yeah, but what if I'm like connecting with someone like via phone and text, but we haven't hooked up? That's just as bad.
It's just as bad. I don't know that it's worse, though.
Yeah, I mean, men are psychotic, though. Like, my dad cheated on my mom forever, and then when she came back and cheated on him, it was like the world fucking crashed. Like, as if, like, how dare you? She's like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a possessive thing, like property type shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's my bitch.
Exactly.
That's my girl.
Don't be fucking my bitch. And you tell her, don't be taking no dicks inside of you, because I'm not going there again.
Oh, my God. So funny.
Do you know that song, Walking in the Rain, when he tells her, cool? He like raps.
What are you talking about?
I saw you walking in the rain. You know that? Do you know that song? And he talks about that he caught his chick with another guy. And he tells her, take all your shit and leave. And I'm going to take away your credit cards.
Is it a rap
song? Yeah. You never heard it?
No.
Let me see if I can find it.
Yeah, try to find it because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Let me go to YouTube and see. I know because I don't know what his name is.
Is he popular? Is it old school?
It's an old school song. Yeah.
If you play it, I might know it.
Yeah, let me see if
but the way you're describing it, right, I'm like, no clue.
Yeah, here, I saw you walking in the rain. Orange Juice Jones.
No clue. No, never even heard of him.
Orange Juice Jones? Yeah, you gotta hear this.
What an interesting beat.
Yeah, it's cool though.
Oh my god, I've never heard of this, but this you sounds like something my parents would listen to.
Okay, so let me move it over to where it starts rapping.
Waiting for you. Come on in here. Got some hot chocolate in the stove waiting for you. But listen, first things first, let me hang up that coat. Yeah, how's your day today? Did you miss me? You did. Yeah, I missed you too. I missed you so much, I followed you today. That's right.
That's something I would say.
Because you cold busted. That's right, now sit down here. Sit down here, so upset with you, don't know what to do. My first impulse was to run up on you and do a Rambo. Whip out the jammy and flat blast both of you. But I didn't want to mess up this $3,700 Lynx coat. So instead, I chill. That's right. Chill, then I went to the bank, took out every dime, and then I went and canceled all those credit cards.
Oh.
Yeah. All your charge counts. Yeah. I stuck you up every piece of jewelry I ever bought you. Yeah, that's right, everything. Everything. Did fly with me. No, don't go looking in that closet, because you ain't got nothing in there. Everything you came here with is packed up and waiting for you in the guest room.
Oh man, isn't that cool? That's though? Actually a really catchy song. I like old school music like that. So what's that called?
It's called "I Saw You Walking in the Rain" by Oran Juice Jones.
How do you spell that?
Oran and then Juice
Jones
and Jones.
He's black, obviously.
Oh, it's called
right?
"The Rain." That's what it's called. Okay.
The Rain.
Yeah.
He's like Jamaican. Black. He had a little bit of an accent, I think. Right.
Probably. I don't know, but he's really cool, and he talks about when he catches his girlfriend cheating.
I know, and it's like if you're with a dude that's taking care of you, why the fuck are you cheating?
Yeah.
Like, keep your ass at home.
Exactly.
Like, I just don't understand women. Like, he is taking care of you. Yeah. This is the life that you chose. So keep your cheating ass in the bedroom.
Listen, we're at -2 minutes because we're already over time. Thank you, Danny, for the cake.
You're welcome.
For the birthday wishes and everything. I'm going to make the best day I can.
Mm-hmm.
And although I have to go and get an estimate on the mirror too and call insurance, but
hopefully that doesn't ruin your day.
Yeah. And I'll tell you all about it tomorrow. Thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.